good morning. It's time for the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Good morning. My name is Dave Kubikin, and I'm one of the attorneys from the Herzog Law Firm. And normally, I'm here with one of my colleagues, either Phil Jamery or Kim Hance, and we're talking to you about estate planning and elder law, everything from wills and trusts to long-term care at home or unfortunately elsewhere, how to finance the whole thing and how to make sure that we leave our loved ones exactly what we wanted to leave them. It's a call-in show and you can reach us at 518-476-5900. And as you would think, a lot of people have lots of thoughts, lots of questions, and it can't be contained to just a phone call. So they come into one of our four offices in Albany, Saratoga Springs, up in Queensbury, down in Kingston. It's pretty wide swath there, John Gabriel.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, you've got you're everywhere.
We put a lot of miles on the cars because we don't just, you know, it's the type of operation where if you talk to me, you deal with me and I'm your guy, and you don't have some substitute down the road. So you better believe we're driving all over.
You want to make it convenient for everybody, and you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'd say on a Thanksgiving weekend, we have a lot to be thankful for, John Gabriel.
Yeah, we do. We do. Although, I don't know if we're thankful for the snow we had.
Can we talk about this?
I saw 3 to 5 inches on the average in the capital region this morning.
I feel there was a certainty of flurries yesterday, but I didn't expect it to continue and continue.
No, nobody did. No. I know. Surprise.
What happened to the Doppler radars and stuff?
Well, who knows? I mean, sometimes I guess there's too much equipment and there's too much to rely on and look at. But things also change quickly. So, yeah. You know, it was lake effect that we got. It was a band that came in from the Great Lakes and hit Syracuse and Utica and just kept going.
Well, so, you know, our listenership goes all the way down to Ulster County and then some and all the way north. And
I don't know if they got anything down there. I didn't look. I don't know.
All I know, John, is that out there right now, it may look nice. It's sunny, and the roads are shining. They're shining for a reason. It is unbelievably slippery out there.
Yeah, be careful.
I think 28, 29 degrees. Please drive safe out there.
Yeah, I guess that's what they call that black ice stuff because it looks clear, like you say, but it's not.
Well, and I can tell you because I was running late getting here, and I was not. Yeah. I was not driving slow, which didn't help at all. But I was all over the place. So
fortunately, once you get to our parking lot, which is icy, there are no other cars to run into, so you're okay.
So, oh my goodness, John, I have a couple topics that I'm gonna go through. We might be joined with a friend of the program to talk about some giving. You know, Thanksgiving weekend, and I wanted to talk about some of the giving that Herzog has done over the years, and in particular this past year, and how listeners could help if they felt like giving to the same causes.
Great.
I have a more important question for you: Is your family a decorate the house for Christmas, Thanksgiving weekend family? Does it depend on how late Thanksgiving is? Because last I checked, Monday is December 1st, so it's go time on these decorations.
When we had the family at our house on Thanksgiving, we did all the Christmas decorations before Thanksgiving to make sure they were there for everyone to see. This year, we did not have Thanksgiving at our house, so we're going to do it this weekend.
Okay.
But yeah, I kind of, when the family's there, you kind of like to have everything going and make it kind of festive.
And I don't feel like there's lots of Thanksgiving decorations per se, right? It's kind of Halloween turns into a couple pumpkins left over.
Those turkeys that you can hang up, but that's about it, right?
Yeah. Well, we are the Friday after Thanksgiving, Friday morning. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people sleep in and, you know, why not sleep in?
Yeah.
Well, because we have to set up the Christmas decorations. That's why we're not going to sleep in.
Right.
So, lugging. And are you a natural tree person?
I like natural trees, but it just got to be a kind of a hassle with the real tree. So,
you don't have to.
It's just me and my wife now.
You don't have to have excuses. So, I am a fake tree person.
So, I do prefer a real tree because I like the smell, but again, it's inconvenient. You know, because you got to keep cleaning, filling it with water, clean it up. It's kind of messy. It's
I put the tree up. It's in 3 pieces, and I know some people are listening here saying I cannot believe we're talking about fake trees. It's Christmas. You need a real tree. I understand that. Thank you.
Yeah, there are people that will do nothing else but real. Yeah,
I'm very happy for those people, John. I'm one of the people where if in 3 steps the tree is perfectly lit.
Yeah, that's what we have now. Yeah,
yeah.
Yep, me too. That's what we're doing now. Very quick, you know, and very quick to take down.
Very
put
nice.
Put away, yeah, so.
Well, so it is a call-in show, and you can reach us at 518-476-5900. I did have some estate planning housekeeping things I wanted to talk about. So, as you can imagine, before the holidays come, people are trying to get documents set up. We do have a lot of clients that end up going down south for holidays and then some, and we'll mm-hmm. see them again in April or so. Until a rush to get things in. And you end up getting a lot of the same fact pattern. And one idea I wanted to just throw out there, because I will forget about it between this week and next week. Clients are oftentimes, John, they're very concerned about making sure that they treat everyone equally.
Sure.
And not all of their kids are doing the same.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are doing well professionally, and maybe they're making a lot of money. Some of them are doing well professionally and not making a lot of money.
Right.
Some of them
right.
are on hard times and not really.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Some people may have certain benefits they're getting through the government because of certain kinds of disabilities mm-hmm. and other issues that are going on. And what I often say to clients is that your goal shouldn't be to be equal. Your goal should be to be equitable, right? We want to be equitable in what we get. And equity is more about like fairness.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it is very possible that if you leave things equally, that's also happens to be fair, right?
Yeah.
Everyone's doing great. I have three kids. I'm going to leave my estate three ways. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Well, if, you know, what I have includes a family business and one of my kids has been actively involved in that business, they're going to take over that business. That business is their lifeblood. Do I leave that business equally to my three kids, or do I leave that to that child? And maybe I give other kids other assets, but am I taking out a calculator every month? Let me see what the stock market's at. Let me see the valuation of my business
that
every year.
Complicated. I mean, you know,
it's onerous. Right. Absolutely. Yeah. And it's kind of losing the forest for the trees, right? We do want to be equal because mm-hmm. From other people's standpoints, they may say, hey, I didn't get the same amount of money that my brother got.
Yeah.
That may be the case. But remember when mom and dad helped you with your mortgage?
Mm-hmm.
Remember when, your kid's tuition was supplemented by mom and dad's money?
Mm-hmm.
Remember all these different things that may come up? Or, you know, look, your sister's on hard times here. We're going to help her out a little more than we're going to help out the kids that are doing a little better. Now, that goes many different ways because you may think that a child is doing really well. Well, they drive a nice car. They have a nice house.
Mm-hmm.
I bet they have a nice mortgage too.
Yeah.
They probably
sure,
have a nice car payment too.
Yeah.
You know, they clean up well, they're dressed well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All that stuff costs money and you never know, when clients, sometimes John, they'll say, well, you know, my son, he's doing great. He doesn't need the money. He's married and she comes from money. They're all set.
Right.
And I'll push back the other way. Well, do you really know?
Yeah.
And, you know.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah. Relationships end. I don't know what her parents' estate plans are. And you could really tie yourself in knots. So, obviously the genesis of it was a fact pattern with the client where now in this case, and I'll just kind of expand it. So, client comes in, everyone out there, right? So client comes in, they say, we have four kids. Okay. One of the kids is doing just fine. One of the kids is doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Two of the kids, not so great. And
right.
the way they get money, if they get any money, needs to be with lots of rules on it and special needs rules. And we don't want them to inherit money and lose whatever benefits they're getting
mm-hmm.
Because they're unable to work for whatever reasons and so on and so forth.
Sure.
And there we started with, well, the client wants to treat the kids all the same.
Mm-hmm.
So if we got a buck, everyone gets a quarter.
Okay.
If we have $1 million, which is about what we were talking about, you mm-hmm. know, soak and wet the house, the retirements, the this, the that, that means everyone gets 250 grand, $1 million divided by four,
yeah,
right?
Right.
Well, that's great for the ones who are doing good.
Yeah.
The ones who are not doing so good, I don't know if they need 250 grand because it would need to be held in trust for them and there's complications there.
Yeah. That needs to be thought through.
Your kids are young. They're younger than you, certainly. So we may have trust. You say, well, I'm just going to leave it in trust for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that trust may continue for 30 years after your passing. So running the thing? Who's filing tax returns for the thing? Who's paying the attorney for the thing? And oftentimes these plans can turn into a much longer to do. So
I would think it would get more complicated if the bigger the family.
It could. So
maybe you have 5 or 6 kids, maybe not 2 or 3. I'm sure you've seen that.
I think the complicating factors are definitely number of kids.
Right.
It's the kind of assets people have because, you know, for example, I'll give you an example.
Right.
Isabel and I, we went away last week and we made sure everything was buttoned up as I would tell my clients to do. We were picking, you know, we're switching up who our trustees are going to be for our kids if, God forbid, something happened to us on the plane or whatever, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I started doing some math and life insurance and this and that. And I said, holy cow, that's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like I have that kind of money, John, right? But that's a lot of money.
Yeah,
and then I started thinking, well, how am I going to leave all this money to the kids? Because all the death benefits, all the retirement, all the life insurance, real estate, you add it all up and it ends up being this pile of money that I hope I'll never see, right? I hope my kids never see because I want to make sure that I don't die in that plane, right?
Right.
But it gets very complicated. And unfortunately, even estate planning attorneys need to go through the works here and run the numbers and try to come up with a plan that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I was sitting there thinking, at what ages do I really want my kids to get money?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I tell my clients a little at 22, a little at 25, balance at some other age. But you got to kind of run the math. You got to run some scenarios. And as awful as that may sound, if your goal is a good plan, well, that you got to run the plans. You got to run the numbers. And that's where, you know, you told me numbers of kids, right? So amount of money you got, that family business, right? A house that is on the water somewhere that everyone enjoys. Well, we can't sell it. We can't divide it into pieces.
No, you can't.
So how do we handle it? So, you know, as you're sitting out there and you're thinking about your estate plan, I don't know if you are sitting there thinking about your estate plan. Maybe you're not, but one day you will be.
Yeah. You're going to have to.
And you may say, well, yeah, of course, everything goes equally to the kids. Of course it does.
Yeah,
a third, a third, a third.
Right.
It doesn't have to be. It could be a little more involved than that. It could be that I'm giving a little bit more to this child. They're going to need it more. It could be that I'm going to be giving a lot more to someone who's been a lot more vital in my latter years, perhaps, right? I've been living with my daughter for the last 15 years. I want her to get a little more than my son, who's out west doing just fine.
Yeah.
Whatever your plan is your plan. And you know, that's where we come in to help guide you. We don't tell you it's a bad idea or a good idea, but we try to around the edge to say, well, I know you want to take care of your daughter who's got special needs, but maybe she doesn't need quite so much in trust for her and so on and so forth.
And that's important to know. Good stuff. That's what you do.
We'll be right back with the second half of the Herzog Law Firm's Estate and Medicaid Planning Show right after this.
You've been listening to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm. Join us every week to learn more about protecting the assets you've worked hard for, options available for Medicaid planning, and more. With offices located in Corporate Woods in Albany, Saratoga Springs, and 130 North Front Street in Kingston, our attorneys are here to help you. If you'd like to schedule an appointment to speak with David, Jane Marie, or Phil, please call us during normal business hours Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. To contact us in Albany or Saratoga offices, call 518-465-7581 or our Kingston office at 845-338-6405. Let the Herzog Law Firm help navigate a plan that works for you and your family. Now back to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm.
Good morning and we're back. My name is Dave Kubikin and I'm one of the attorneys at the Herzog Law Firm. Here with the John Gabriel.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, John. I am co-attorney-less, I guess is the right word to say. I don't know if that is a word.
No, we made it a word. Thanksgiving weekend, and I think it's a word, sure.
Well, everyone's away. I know that Jane Marie's off for the week. I know Phil, I think, is down in Long Island, and Kim is out and about as well. I mean, it's time to travel around to see family.
Yeah, it is.
We were hosting, John, and
I
love L-O-V-E hosting.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much easier.
Yeah, it really is.
You know?
It really is.
And I know there's lots of setup, and my wife might be listening right now saying, I'm sure it was very easy for you, Dave, for us to be hosting while I ran around and did everything. that may be, Isabel. Yeah. But it's great when people are in the house, especially because we have little kids, and I love.
It is, yeah, I agree.
And then, you know, Christmas time, we've done so much traveling over the years for Christmas. It is nice to be in your own home.
Yeah, it is. I agree.
And we absolutely set up the tree yesterday, as I was telling you. So very exciting. The house looks very fast. I haven't done the outside yet. I was planning on doing it today, but apparently it snowed a lot, so I can't do it.
We had a little snow, so. But, I mean, I would imagine some of it's going to go away and you'll be able to do something. It'll be cold today. High 36.
Well, so. That and I never got a chance to put the things in the driveway to make sure that.
Oh, the plow thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, what are they called? Those sticks that glow in the dark, I guess. It tells the plow where to go. Not to go on your lawn, but stay in the driveway.
Yeah, so I might have to wait until April to do that. Yeah. We'll see. Hopefully it warms up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It was Thanksgiving weekend, and as I mentioned at the beginning, we do have a lot to be thankful for. It's been a wonderful year for the firm, and you know, we're a growing firm. We added an office up in Queensbury. We have some new attorneys that are going to be joining us at the first of the year. We're really, really excited about it. We'll kind of explain that down the road.
Yeah.
But we're really, really thankful. And every year we've tried to make it a point to try to give back to the community in different ways that we can between Phil and Jamie and myself and Kim and you know, the rest of the team at Herzog. We all have causes that are really important to us.
Yep.
And I just wanted to point out some of the places that we've been making a point to donate to sponsor and so on. And it is the season of giving.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're out there and you're thinking, well, some of these places sound pretty good. And if Herzog's given, maybe I will as well. I figured I might as well mention them.
Yeah.
And it's a long list.
Sure.
And it's not like, well, they just do, you know, sponsorships and help with Alzheimer's Association because it you know, it's good for business or something. We happen to be a very large sponsor of the Alzheimer's Association.
Yes, you are.
And the sponsorship sometimes is financial and sometimes it's also helping, you know.
Well, you guys volunteer a lot.
Yeah, we do lots and lots of speaking engagements, lots of education.
Yes. Yeah.
Because, you know, when we have illnesses that we've been diagnosed with that we know over time is just going to get worse and worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
It really is in the world of long-term care and preparing ahead of time is so important. Preparing last second, which is a thing, right? We can do things last second to preserve money.
Yeah, all the time, right?
You know, there are things like moving money between spouses, or there's things like creating trusts and getting home care. And oftentimes, you know, people hear part of the story, not the whole story, and we're there to kind of fill in the rest of it. But obviously the Alzheimer's Association of Northeastern New York has been a really big partner of ours. Every year we give to the Ronald McDonald House. What an unbelievable charity that is, John.
Is there anything? Yeah, we're involved in that here too at Albany Broadcasting.
And you guys,
in January. And
yeah,
you're going to be involved again this year, right, with us?
We sponsor a couple hours every year on that. I know that Isabel has the firm collecting things to donate.
Yeah.
And then also through the kids' schools. Another unbelievable cause is Double H Ranch. I don't know if you're familiar with them.
Yeah.
So they are helping kids with debilitating illnesses sometimes.
Yes, they do.
The illnesses are terminal. Sometimes they're not. We're hoping, obviously, that they're not.
Yeah.
And they provide a refuge, a camp for kids. And it's not just summer. It's also winter, so that kids could experience, you know, quote-unquote normal life. And they have all the facilities there, so that no matter what's going on with a child, they're going to be able to be helped and have really, really lasting memories.
Mm-hmm.
You know, John, whenever we go, every year there's a gala for Double H, and whenever we go there, there'll be a mom or a dad telling a story of their child.
Right.
And what this camp has done for them, and really, really moving. Similar, you know, Life Path, and Phil's a board member of Life Path, and they were on the radio a couple weeks with us.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Joining us.
Mm-hmm.
And then local senior centers, the Queensbury Senior Center, the Saratoga Senior Center, the Conklin Center up in Glens Falls. If you deal with people over a certain age, we are probably helping them just like you are, because you know, that's the real big demographic that needs a lot of help, a lot of services out there.
Oh, yeah.
Jewish Family Services as well.
Mm-hmm.
We support, you know, breast cancer awareness through the Men Wear Pink golf outing every year.
Mm-hmm.
That is fun to also golf while we're supporting something. I'm not going to lie,
but a
great cause.
Sure.
And maybe the one that's most near and dear to my heart is Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Capital Region.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how familiar you are with Big Brothers Big Sisters, John, but
a bit. Yeah, I've worked with them in the past.
So a lot of times people say, "Oh, Boys and Girls Club." No, bad. Not Boys and Girls Club. They're great too. Big Brothers Big Sisters is a separate.
Entity.
So a lot of times people will say, "Oh yeah, I used to do something with." It's different,
it's but different,
but the ideas are the same.
A lot different.
And Big Brothers Big Sisters, it's about mentorship.
Yeah,
where there's an adult, usually an adult. Sometimes it's just an older. We have a high school program where it's older kids helping younger kids.
Right.
But the idea is that we have adults mentoring younger kids, and those younger kids are needing of a mentor.
Yes, absolutely.
And it could be going bowling.
Mm-hmm.
It could be having a conversation about school and about life.
Yeah, yeah.
And it could be, ideally it's about, hey, I'm going to have that job interview in the future. How do I get ready for it? Hopefully the relationships continue past, the timelines that Big Brothers and Big Sisters has. But it's a really, really great cause. I don't know if you watched the Thanksgiving Day Parade this past year. But
sure.
The very first float was like the turkey float. Whatever.
Yep, I saw that.
And the Macy's decided that their charity this year that they're going to focus on for the Thanksgiving Day Parade was Big Brothers Big Sisters, and that was obviously of America.
Yeah,
every single chapter is its own kind of financial entity.
Okay,
and so we have
separate,
Brothers Big Sisters of the Capital Region.
Yep,
and a lot of these causes that I named. That we've been helping over the years were hurt by COVID because it was difficult. There's less money. There's this and that. I don't think any organization was hurt as much as Big Brothers, Big Sisters because when
I hadn't thought about that, but I'm sorry to hear that. And
Well, how do you mentor when you can't see the person?
You can't. And I mean, maybe telephone or,
it gets difficult.
Whatever,
and
my goodness,
I've fortunately been on the front lines at Big Brothers Big Sisters because I've been on the board for a little over about 4 years. I've been on the board president for three, and it's been kind of tumultuous of these issues. And then there's funding issues in the government these days that are sometimes difficult,
right?
But all of these causes are really unbelievable. Double H Ranch, Ronald McDonald House, the Alzheimer's Association, Big Brothers, Big Sisters of the Capital Region, Life Path, Queensbury Senior Center, Jewish Family Services, the Captain, which I didn't talk about. These are all really, really wonderful causes, and we are so pleased and thankful that we're able to do what we love to do, John, and
help people out there
the normal way we're helping people. But if we're able to do so and then be able to give back and also help these causes, it's what the season's all about.
Yeah.
It's what life is all about, to be honest with you. And if anyone out there is interested in helping any of these organizations, obviously you could use that Google machine and try to figure out a way to do it.
Yep.
You could email us at info@herzoglaw.com and we'll give you all the different connections. The thing that's most important is for some of these organizations, you want to, any help is great. Helping the local version of it, Alzheimer's Association of Northeastern New York,
right?
Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Capital Region, that's very appreciated. So thank you for letting us talk about that. There's some more estate planning stuff we could do, John, but we're 4 or 5 minutes out here, and it is that time of year. It is my favorite time of year, and I'm going to leave you guys all. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. We'll see you in December. Greatest Christmas song ever made. Here you go. Thank you, John.
See you, Dave.
Thank you for listening to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm. For more information on their services, please visit herzoglaw.com. If you would like to speak with one of their attorneys, please contact the Albany office at 518-465-7581 or their Kingston office at 845-338-6405.